Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. We are talking about 10 reasons to hire yourself a business mentor. Today's episode is sponsored by Capital Premium Financing. With Capital, you can earn more overrides, get better service if you're looking to grow your agency's revenue, looking for that better service. Maybe your current premium finance company has outgrown. Sound familiar? Capital is that perfect size. They balance the service side of it. They have resources available because they're not small, but they are definitely not too big to care or to set up something just for your agency. Go over to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, and click on premium financing. Get yourself hooked up with those fine folks over at Capital Premium Financing. All right, so on today's daily insurance meditation, we are talking about 10 reasons to hire yourself a business coach, a business mentor. You know, there's lots of different terms that we call these people, but, you know, basically, why do you want to spend the money on this? This is 10 great reasons. This is from Forbes, so I did not create this content, but I certainly agree with it. Point number one is they will help you see your blind spots. So, you know, good business coaches, they're there to help you see the blind spots that you're not seeing. You know, often we get caught up in the weeds of our business. It's hard to see through, you know, what we're trying to immediately accomplish. And there's third-party observations, and, you know, we can try and see our business from a third-party, you know, standpoint, and certainly that does help. But, you know, there's no substitute for having a person that is truly third-party to the whole thing that sometimes can help you see the simplest solutions that were sitting there for you all along. Number two, they serve as your compass. The good business coach, they're going to serve as a compass to make sure you're heading in the right direction. And if you start to veer off track and kind of lose your way, they're going to be like, hey, wasn't this the goal? Let's get back over here and let's do it. Number three, they will help to close your knowledge gaps. Everybody that's in business has a different perspective than we do. We all have different experiences. We've gone through different things. We know different things. We've, you know, had the opportunity to learn them. But sometimes other people have had different opportunities to learn different things than we have. So, you know, it's not that we can't know. It's just that we don't know because we haven't experienced it yet. So, you know, mastermind groups, all that stuff. But, you know, specifically business coaches, a good one, they're going to help you close that knowledge gap. And they're working with other agencies or other companies that are doing the same things you're doing. And they know in real time what's working and what's not. Number four, they will unlock your self-imposed limits. This one's pretty self-explanatory, right? When we get up to a certain sales amount, when we hit certain thresholds, sometimes we lay back off the throttle a little bit and it's like, hey, the infrastructure is in place to do more. So let's do more. So, you know, business coaches will help you do that. Number five, they will offer unbiased third-party insight. This kind of goes back to number one, in my opinion. But, you know, like I said earlier, if you're looking for somebody that's going to see it from a third-party standpoint, a business coach is a perfect person to do it. They want to see you succeed. They want to see you be able to keep paying the bill to keep them hired. Number six, they will hold you accountable. You'll set goals with a good business coach. You'll say, these are the benchmarks that we want to be running at. These are the dates that we want to have things up and going. Here's the policy count that we want to be at. And reviewing all those metrics with somebody else really doesn't give us much of a reason to not meet them or to figure out what's, you know, in the way of us meeting them. Number seven, they'll open your mind to new habits and ideas. One of the best things about having a business coach or a mentor in the space is that you are going to learn new things. You're going to have new ideas. You're going to collaborate and brainstorm on ideas together that maybe you wouldn't have had in the first place. And, you know, your business coach will probably learn stuff from you too. But again, that's the power of the business coaches. They're working with all these different people. They're seeing what works, and then they can bring that back to you. Lots of trial and error eliminated with the right business coach. Number eight, they'll help you navigate challenges and meet goals. Number nine, they can pave the way for your success. Number eight really doesn't need to have a whole lot of discussion. It's pretty self-explanatory. Number nine, they've got systems. They've got processes. Again, we're going back to this whole experience thing. They know what works, and they're going to be able to tell you. Number 10, they'll keep you on the right track. Again, having that person that you're checking in with keeps the ball moving forward. And that's how we accomplish things, is We have everything going in a certain direction. We've got a system. We've got a process. If it's not working, we'll swap it out. But for the most part, a good business coach is going to be able to give us that right system and process. And this has been your daily insurance meditation.